भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
This evening, we are going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, text number 35. But first, let me say that it's certainly a pleasure to be back here again in Rijeka. We have lovely weather and very nice clean ocean. I've tested both. And it's an ideal place for becoming Krishna conscious. How many of you are here for the first time this evening?
Yes?
Okay. Oh, okay. Welcome.
Dobrodošli.
Thank you for coming. Hope you have an interesting, stimulating evening. So, my name is Sridhar Swami. I've told many, many audiences, not only devotional audiences, but sometimes I attend seminars where there are thousands of non-devotees and civilians and like that, and I introduce myself as Sridhar Swami. Sometimes people have trouble pronouncing that name. I was at a seminar recently where one lady said, "Oh, Sweetheart Swami." So I said, "That's close enough." I'm originally from Canada, and I have spent, I guess, the last 25 years in India. And I joined ISKCON in 1969. In San Francisco.
San Francisco.
1969 in San Francisco, you all know what that means. There was a song, "If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair." So at that time I had hair and I did wear flowers. But then for Srila Prabhupada I shaved it all off. Actually in India it's a tradition that monks or saintly persons, they do one of two things
Prema tradiciji u Indiji svećenici ili svete osobe učine jednu od ove dvije stvari.
They either let their hair grow and never cut it, never comb it, and maybe even never clean it. Or they shave it off. Because we live in an ashram and our first principle is cleanliness. Monastery. So we shave our heads, and it's very good in the summertime because you can keep a cool head. So we'll read from the Bhagavad Gita. This chapter 13 is called Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Kshetra kshetragyayorevam antaram jnana chakshusha bhuta prakriti moksham cha ye vidur yanti te param. Kshetra means of the body.
Kshetra znači između tijela.
And kshetragyayo means of the proprietor of the body. Evam, thus.
Evam, tako.
Antaram, the difference.
Antaram, razliku.
Jnana chakshusha, by the vision of knowledge.
Jnana chakshusha, vizijom znanja.
Bhuta, of the living entity.
Bhuta, živog bića.
Prakriti, from material nature.
Prakriti, materialne prirode.
Moksham, the liberation.
Moksham, oslobođenje.
Cha also.
Cha također.
Ye, those who.
Ye, oni koji.
Viduhu, know.
Viduhu, znaju.
Yanti, approach.
Yanti, prilaze.
Te, they.
Te, oni.
Param, the supreme.
Param, svevišnjem.
By the way, some people come to our meetings just to learn English, and that's okay. Those who see with eyes of knowledge the difference between the body and the knower of the body can also understand the process, and can also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material nature, attained to the supreme goal.
Oni koji očito znanja vide razliku između tijela i poznavatelja tijela i shvaćaju proces oslobođenja od ropstva u materijalnoj prirodi, dostižu vrhovni cilj.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The purport of this 13th chapter is that one should know the distinction between the body, the owner of the body, and the supersoul. One should recognize the process of liberation as described in verses 8 through 12. Then one can go on to the supreme destination.
U ovom pogledu se objašnjava da trebamo shvatiti razliku između tijela, vlastnika tijela i nadduše. Trebamo shvatiti proces oslobođenja koji je opisan od 8. do 12. stiha. Onda možemo otići u vrhovno odredište.
Kshetra, kshetra gyayor evam antaram jnana chakshusha. In this first stanza of this verse, the very first principle of spiritual life is described.
U ovom prvom dijelu stiha opisano je osnovno načelo duhovnog života.
In Sanskrit there is an aphorism Well, you know that word, huh? Okay. In Sanskrit, there is an aphorism that I am not this body. I am spirit. Actually, it means aham, I am, brahmasmi, I am spirit.
U Sanskritu postoji taj aforizam koji kaže ja nisam ovo tijelo, odnosno koji kaže ja sam duh, aham brahmasmi.
And to recognize the difference between Ketra, Ketra technically means the field, and Ketragyayo, the owner of the field, the proprietor of the field, this is called to understand antaram jnana chakshusa. Antaram means the difference. To see the difference, this is actually knowledge. This is spiritual knowledge.
Duhovno znanje je kada razlikujemo kshetru, što znači tijelo ili polje, i kshetru ja, što je vlasnik tijela. To znači da vidimo razliku između ta dva pojma, onda se to naziva duhovno znanje.
People may call themselves Christians, they may call themselves Muslims, they may call themselves Hindus.
Ljudi se mogu nazivati kršćanima, mogu se nazivati muslimanima ili hindusima.
But if they don't understand the very first thing, that I am not the body, I am a spirit, then they're not spiritual people. They're practicing material religion.
Ali ako ne shvate osnovnu stvar, da nismo ovo tijelo, onda oni nisu stvarno spiritualisti. Oni se bave samo materijalnom religijom.
Just like a farmer. A farmer has a field where he plants seeds and grows crops.
Kao što, na primjer, zemljoradnik, on ima polje koje zasije i uzgaja neku ljetinu tamo.
So, by the work of the farmer, the field comes to life, so to speak.
I taj rad koji zemljoradnik ulaže, na neki način oživljava polje.
The farmer never thinks, I am the field. And similarly, there is the body and there is the owner of the body. There's the Ketra, the field, and the owner of the field. Nobody ever says I body.
Nitko nikada ne kaže ja tijelo.
We say I have a body.
Mi kažemo imam tijelo.
A very simple experiment.
If
you go in a school and you have a class full of children, you can play a little game with them. I've done this and it's very exciting for the children. So you tell them, all right, children, everybody point to my nose.
I onda im kažete, dobro djeco, neka sad svatko od vas pokaže moj nos.
So all the little children will point to their nose.
Svoj nos, pardon. I onda će svaka djeca, svako djeće pokazati svoj nos.
And then you say, very good, children. Now everybody point to my leg. And all the little children point to their leg.
Jako dobro, djeco. A sada neka svako pokaže svoju nogu. neka ljudi igne prstom i onda će sva mala djeca prstom dodirnuti svoju nogu.
And then you say, point to my foot, and they all point to their foot.
I onda kažete da pokažu svoje stopalo i onda oni prstom upru svoje stopalo.
And after about half a dozen times, you say, okay, children, now point to myself. And the children get very confused. And then they start to giggle. Now, I didn't play that game with you because I don't want to be patronizing. But spiritually, we are all children. Because most people in this material world identify myself with the body. So we have to acquire transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge doesn't require that you go to a college and get a PhD. In some cases, someone who is advanced in material knowledge, that is an obstacle to his understanding his spiritual identity.
Ponekad se može čak dogoditi da za neku osobu, za nekog čovjeka koji je jako napredan u materijalnom znanju, to bude prepreka u njegovom duhovnom napredovanju, njegovom duhovnom razumijevanju.
The most profound things in life are often very simple truths.
Najdublje stvari u životu su vrlo često jako jednostavne istine.
And those who are puffed up with their acquisition of academic knowledge, they are not able to accept that the problems that we face in life can be solved simply by understanding this very simple basic fact.
A oni koji su uobraženi zbog tog akademskog pod navodnicima znanja koje su stekli, ne mogu jednostavno prihvatiti da se svi najsloženiji problemi života mogu riješiti jednostavno razumijevanjem tih temeljnih i jednostavnih istina.
We can see the body. We can touch the body. We can observe the body with our senses.
Mi možemo tijelo vidjeti, možemo ga dodirnuti, možemo ga doživjeti pomoću svojeg osjetila.
So we accept it.
I mi to prihvaćamo.
But people think that because they cannot directly perceive the existence of the soul with their senses, therefore the soul does not exist.
Ali ljudi misle da duša ne postoji, zato jer ne mogu izravno osjetiti pomoću svojeg osjetila, ne mogu doživjeti pomoću svojeg osjetila.
Or at very best, they're skeptical about it.
Ili su u najboljem slučaju skeptični po tom pitanju.
But the fact is that we can understand the existence of the soul by seeing the result of the soul.
Ali činjenica je da možemo doznati o postojanju duše, što promatramo posljedicu duše.
By seeing the effect of the soul in the body.
Odnosno, njezin učinak na tijelo.
Now, here's a simple experiment. Today was a beautiful day. How many of you saw the sun today? How many of you were inside? Most of you went outside, right? How many of you saw the sun?
Većina vas je bilo van izvan kuće. Koliko vas je vidjelo sunce?
actually are all liars. You did not see the sun. You saw the sunlight. The sun is 93 million miles away. Even if you have 20/20 vision, I don't think you can see 20 million miles, what to speak of 90 million miles. So the symptom of the sun is the sunlight. And similarly, the symptom of the soul is consciousness. When the soul leaves the body is no longer conscious. This is not a very difficult thing to understand. When someone dies, nothing works. The eyes are still there, but there's no seeing.
Kada čovjek umre, više ništa ne funkcionira. Oči su, na primjer, i dalje tu, ali se ne vidi, osoba ne vidi.
The tongue is there, the nerves are there, the brain, which receives impulses from the tongue, everything's still there.
Jezik je tu, živci su tu, tu je mozak koji prima impulse sa jezika, sve još tu.
But the consciousness is not there.
Ali svijest nije prisutna.
Everything we ever saw in life is still there. But we instinctively say, oh, he has passed away. In India, they call this the renunciation of the burning ghat, or the renunciation of the graveyard. People become very, very spiritual when they go to a graveyard, or in India they burn bodies and there's a burning ghat. So they become very serious and very wise and very spiritual for about half an hour. So this knowledge seems very simple, this theoretical understanding that there is a difference between the body and the proprietor of the body.
To znanje izgleda jako jednostavno, teoretsko shvaćanje da postoji razlika između tijela i vlasnika tijela.
But to actually realize this knowledge takes very deep meditation, it takes very deep contemplation.
Ali da bismo uistinu poznali to znanje, potrebna nam je jako duboka meditacija.
There is three... Jnana and vijnana, theoretical knowledge and realized knowledge. Only when we develop realized knowledge, when we apply knowledge in our life, when it makes a difference in our lives, then do we get value from spiritual life.
Samo kada to znanje koje smo stekli primijenimo u svom životu i kada primijetimo neku razliku na osnovu primjene tog znanja, kada ono postane realizirano ili spoznato znanje, onda je to tek prava stvar.
So we need some process by which we develop more than just theoretical knowledge. We need some system, some process by which we develop deep realized knowledge. And In the purport here, Prabhupada refers to verses 8 through 12, and I'll just read the English for you. Won't you read?
Postojnost, samovladanost, odricanje od predmeta osjetilnog zadovoljstva, odsustvo lažnog ja, opažanje bijeda, rođenja, smrti, starosti i bolesti, odvojenost, sloboda od zapletenosti u odnose s djecom, ženom, dom i ostalo, staloženost u ugodnim i neugodnim okolnostima, neprestana, neokaljena devocija prema meni, težnja ka životu na usamljenom mjestu, odsustvo vezanosti za druženje s velikim brojem ljudi, prihvaćanje važnosti samospoznaje i filozofska potraga za apsolutnom istinom. Sve to proglašavam znanjem, a sve ostalo je neznanje.
Wow, that was fast. One portion here I always find very interesting. Lord Krishna says, even mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events. We can understand being steady in mind when there's an unpleasant event. That makes sense. When there's a hurricane or a storm, or when there's some violence, a robber is coming in your house, or some close relative is very sick and is dying. So it's good to keep a steady mind, not to get carried away. That we can understand.
Mi možemo shvatiti potrebu za tim da budemo staloženi u neugodnim, ružnim situacijama, kada je tu obraz nekakva oluja ili neki vjetar snažan ili nam neki dragi rođak je bolestan. Jasno nam je da u takvim trenucima trebamo zadržati i staloženost uma, ne uspanišaliti se.
But when you win the national lottery, or, you know, Miss Yugoslavia says she wants to marry you, or, you know, when something, you know, materially good happens to you, how do you maintain steadiness, evenness of mind?
Ali ako dobijete prvu nagradu na državnom lotu, ili ako Miss Ljepotica, prva ljepotica u zemlji izjavi da se želi udati za vas, ako se nešto tako krasno dogodi, kako onda zadržati tu staloženost?
The nature of material happiness is such that if you try to enjoy either side, you get the other side.
Priroda materijalne sreće je takva da ako pokušate uživati u bilo kojem od ove dva njezina dijela, dobit ćete i oni drugi.
Just like if you pick up a stick from one end, you also pick up the other end of the stick. You can't just pick up one end and leave the other end.
To isto tako ako imate jedan štap i ako ga uhvatite i podignete jedan kraj, onda ste automatski podigli drugi. Ne možete uhvatiti samo jedan kraj štapa da niste uhvatili drugi.
If you become attached to enjoying sense gratification, even though it's coming naturally to you, say you didn't even endeavor for it, say your mother bought that ticket for the lottery for you. You didn't even buy it yourself.
Ako se vežete za to osjetilo uživanje, čak i onda ako niste uložili nikakav napor da bi uživali u tome, ako vam je to naprosto samo od sebe došlo, recimo, na primjer, tu pobjedu na lotu, da je vaša majka kupila taj listić lota, vi niste ništa ni učinili.
Some tremendous good fortune comes to you without trying for it, you know, why should you not enjoy it? The reason is that if you become attached to that, then you have to accept the fact when they find out that it was the wrong lottery ticket and you actually owe money on it and you have to pay something.
Zašto dakle ne biste uživali kad vam se nešto tako krasno dogodi samo od sebe? Razlog za to je činjenica da ako budete u tom uživali, onda ćete, ako se vežete za to uživanje, onda ćete morati prihvatiti i drugu stranu. Recimo, kada otkriju da je to bila pogreška i da u stvari vi niste pobjedili i dobili tu prvu nagradu, već naprotiv dugujete nekakav novac njima.
Or you win the lottery ticket, and you get the money, and the first thing you do is buy a plane ticket to Hawaii and or California, right?
Dobili ste na lotu i dobili ste puno novaca i prvo što ste učinili, kupili ste avionsku kartu za Hawaii i za Kaliforniju.
And you get on the plane, and then some Palestinian guerrillas come and hijack the plane. That's the nature of the material world. There is happiness and distress. There is pain and there is pleasure. There is beginning and end. This is the material world is a place of duality.
To je priroda materijalnog svijeta. Postoji sreća, nesreća, bol i užitak, postoji početak i kraj. Materijalni svijet je svijet dvostranosti.
So we have to be able to live in this world for whatever amount of time it is destined for us, but we have to use our time for the most important thing, and that is our spiritual freedom.
Moramo biti u stanju živjeti u ovom svijetu ono vrijeme koje nam je sudbinom određeno, ali istovremeno trebamo svoje vrijeme koristiti za najvažniju stvar, a to je duhovna sloboda.
Some people here are now happy after a lot of distress, but at least now we have our freedom.
Neki ljudi ovdje su sad jako sretni nakon puno neugodnih tužnih stvari i nesreće koja se dogodila. Kažem, bar im sad imamo svoju slobodu.
Some people are thinking like that.
Neki ljudi tako misle.
But you're not actually free. We're completely dependent in this material world.
Ali vi niste u stvari slobodni. Mi u ovom materijalnom svijetu smo potpuno ovisni.
We're dependent on food for our life. We can't exist without food.
Ovisimo o hrani za održavanje života. Ne možemo postojati bez hrane.
And food is grown when there is rain, so we're dependent on the rain.
A hrana raste kada ima kiše, stoga ovisimo o kiši.
You can't grow food in a factory.
Ne možete hranu proizvesti u tvornici.
You require the mercy of God.
Potrebna vam je Božja milost.
You can't go and live wherever you want to live.
Ne možete otići i živjeti gdje god želite.
For example, if you wanted to go and live in the sun, it's warmer there. You couldn't do it. You can't go and live on the sun. You don't have a body which is adapted or suitable for that environment.
Na primjer, kada biste poželjeli otići i živjeti na sunce, zato što je tamo sigurno puno toplije, ne možete to učiniti, zato jer nemate odgovarajuće tijelo koje je prilagođeno takvim uvjetima.
All living beings are dependent.
Sva živa bića su ovisna.
A fish, even by force, cannot live on land. The fish has to live in the water. Therefore, we are called conditioned souls. So, the first thing is, I must recognize that I'm a spiritual being, otherwise There's no question of spiritual life. Just to artificially say I'm a Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jew or a Buddhist or whatever it is, unless you understand this point, it's not spiritual life.
Ako se samo proglašavam kršćaninom, hindusom, muslimanom, budistom ili bilo kojim drugim vjernikom, to nije to. Ako je to sve, samo to proglašavanje, to nije duhovni život.
The second point is that we should endeavor to know the supreme soul, the super soul. That is our first business in life, and we shouldn't get distracted.
Druga stvar je da se trebamo potruditi poznati vrhovnu dušu, odnosno naddušu. To je naš prvi posao u životu i ne smijemo dozvoliti da nas ništa od toga odvuče.
Just like if you have to catch a train to London.
Kao na primjer, ako morate uhvatiti vlak za London.
And it's just about time for the train to arrive at the station.
I vlak baš treba sada uskoro stići na stanicu.
So your first business is to go there and catch the train. You shouldn't get distracted by other things. Finish your first business. If you get distracted, you may miss the train.
Ako dozvolite da vas nešto odvuče u stranu, onda možete izgubiti taj vlak.
Human life is meant for self-realization.
Ljudski život je namijenjen za samospoznaju.
If you get distracted, you may miss the boat.
Ako vas nešto odvuče u stranu, onda možete propustiti vlak.
Then we need some process by which to purify our lives.
Zatim potreban nam je proces pomoću kojeg ćemo pročistiti svoj život.
When we understand our position, also stated there, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam, part of that aggregate, which Krishna described as knowledge, is to recognize birth, death, disease, and old age as the real problems of life.
Najprije trebamo shvatiti svoj položaj. Jedan dio onoga što Krišna opisuje kao znanje u ovim stihovima što smo pročitali je to da shvatimo da su rođenje, bolest, starost i smrt pravi problemi života.
When we understand these things, then we can go on to the supreme destination.
Kada shvatimo te stvari, onda možemo nastaviti prema tom vrhovnom odredištu.
You can read. Yeah, second paragraph.
Vjerna osoba treba najprije u dobrom društvu slušati o Bogu i tako postupno postati prosvjetljena. Ako prihvati duhovnog učitelja, može naučiti praviti razliku između materije i duha i to postaje odskočna daska za duhovnu spoznaju. Duhovni učitelj različitim uputstvima poučava svoje učenike kako da se oslobodi materijalnog shvaćanja života. Naprimjer, u Bhagavad Gita možemo vidjeti da Krišna poučava Arjunu da bi ga oslobodio materialističkih obzira.
So there's an English saying that birds of a feather flock together.
Jedna uzrečica koja kaže da svaka ptica svome jatu leti.
So, according to the kind of association that you keep, your consciousness will develop like that.
I stoga će se u skladu sa društvom u kojem se nalazite razvijati i vaša svijest.
If you keep association, if all your friends are football players, then you will probably become a football player.
Ako se družite sa prijateljima koji su nogometaši, onda ćete vrlo vjerojatno i vi sami postati nogometaš.
If you're not good enough to make the team, maybe you'll become the water boy.
Ako niste dovoljno dobri da igrate, onda ćete možda na neki drugi način se delovati tome.
But you'll be with football players. If you associate with mafia, then, you know, you'll become the godfather. I don't know. I've heard that Italy is a very pious place. Are there any Italians here this evening? No? Okay, good. I've heard that every Italian mother wants at least two sons. One should become a priest and one should join the mafia. I don't know if it's true or not. But the mafia seem to be increasing. So, according to the kind of association you keep, you will develop that kind of consciousness. And therefore, here Krishna is recommending, Prabhupada is recommending that you keep association with devotees. Because if for no other reason than the fact that they will remind you of Krishna when you see them. You may not even like them. They may not be the kind of people you would normally associate with. But at least when you see them, you'll think of Krishna and your mind will be Krishna-ized. Ante Narayana Smritihi Janma Lava Parapunksang, the perfection, the prophet, the lover, Janma Lava. The perfection of this birth is that at the end, at the last moment, we should remember Narayan, Krishna, God. It's not that easy. Ajamil, if you know the story of Ajamil, he was able to remember Narayan only because he called out in fear when he was dying. He called out the name of his son. He wasn't calling God, he was calling his son, but his son's name happened to be Narayana.
Ajamil, on se je u posljednjem trenutku on je mogao zazvati, sjetio se Boga, odnosno mogao je zazvati Narayana samo zato što je u strahu zazivao svog sina koji je imao to ime, koji se zvao Narayan. On nije u stvari zazivao Boga, on je zazivao svog sina.
Most people at the time of death take shelter of some material attachment they think will protect them from death.
Većina ljudi u tom trenutku smrti uzima utočište neke svoje materijalne vezanosti za koju smatra da će ih zaštititi od smrti.
In fact, people build up a whole army of what the Bhagavatam calls fallible soldiers.
I u stvari ljudi izgrade čitavu vojsku onoga što Šrimad Bhagavatam naziva nepouzdanim vojnicima.
Fallible soldiers are bank account, our social prestige, our big house, our big Rottweiler dog. We have so many you know, things that we think will protect us. We're secure. We're safe in life because we have all these things surrounding us, our family members.
Mi se okružujemo sa tako puno tih stvari za koje mislimo da će nam pružiti zaštitu, da će nam pružiti neku sigurnost.
So death is not a problem. Actually, death is not, it's not that one should be disturbed. In fact, a devotee is not at all disturbed about death. But for
some to znanje, to je nesmrt veliki problem.
Therefore, it is a very good policy to spend whatever time we have, leisure time or extra time from our work and our family responsibilities in the association of other devotees. They may be other grihastha, family devotees, or they may be the celibate monks living in the ashram, the monastery. But somehow or other, we should organize our social life, our spiritual life, all of our activities, so that we keep the association of devotees.
Zato je jako dobro da svo svoje slobodno vrijeme koje nam preostane nakon što obavimo sve svoje dužnosti, posao i ostale dužnosti, provedemo u društvu sa bhaktama, bilo da se radi o bhaktama, grihastama, znači o ženjenim ljudima, ili svećenicima koji žive u celibatu, da u svakom slučaju tako organiziramo svoj materijalni i duhovni život da možemo što više vremena provesti u društvu s bhaktama.
We also need practical training to prepare ourselves to meet God, to realize God. We need practical training.
Također nam je potrebna i praktična obuka kako bismo se pripremili da se susretnemo s Bogom, da upoznamo Boga.
How many of you have been to London? Yeah, how many of you have been to London? Okay, so many. Any of you have visited Buckingham Palace? Yeah, okay. How many?
Just from the outside.
Two, three, four. Did you happen to meet the Queen? Anybody? No, not this time, huh? You actually can get an appointment to, well, not everybody can, but it is possible. She does, at certain times of the year, she does meet people in groups, in crowds. It's not like you sit down and have a, you know, heart-to-heart talk with her or anything like that, but
u stvari je moguće da susjedske kraljice, ona u određenim periodima, u određeno doba godine prima ljude tako ne baš na nekakve individualne sastanke gdje možete otvoreno razgovarati s njom već u većim grupama.
You know what they do before you are ushered in to have an audience with Her Royal Highness?
Znate li što čine prije nego što vam dozvole da se susretnete sa njezinim visočanstvom, kraljevskim visočanstvom?
They train you. You get a little pre-meeting training.
Oni vas upute u to kako se ponašati prije nego što dođete na taj sastanak sa kraljevcem.
Gentlemen are taught how to bow. Ladies are taught how to curtsy. And if she speaks to you or something, you address her as Your Highness. It's not like you can just walk in and say, "How you doing, Queen? What's happening?" So in the same way, you can't just, you know, walk into the spiritual world and say, "Hi, Krishna. Heard any good jokes lately?" One has to develop a mood of love, of humility, of pridelessness, so many things. And in order to help us in this training, we need the assistance of a bona fide spiritual master, a teacher. The spiritual master will act as a representative of Krishna and accept our practice devotion. He is something like the viceroy and the king. Yeah. You know this word viceroy?
No.
Okay. In the British Raj, there was the king, like King George the Fifth and all that. But the British Empire was all over the world at one time. So the king couldn't be everywhere all at one time. Just not possible. He's not Paramatma. So his representative would go, and he was known as the viceroy. And the people were trained to respect the viceroy on the same level as the king. So the spiritual master is doing a service to the Vaishnavas by accepting their initial or their beginning attempts to bring out their own devotional feelings for Krishna or for God.
Na taj način što prihvaća te njihove početne pokušaje da izraze svoje osjećaje predanosti prema Bogu.
He's not meant to come in between your relationship with you and God.
On ne dolazi, on se ne postavlja između vas i Boga.
But he is the first person that you can directly relate to in your spiritual life.
Ali on je prva osoba kojom možete izravno uspostaviti odnos u svom dugom životu.
In fact, we have many gurus in our spiritual life.
U stvari, mi u dugom životu imamo puno gurua.
Our first gurus are our mother and father.
Naši prvi gurui su naši roditelji, majka i otac.
Especially, I mean, mostly, or only if they're spiritual mothers and fathers, if they're, you know, complete materialist, then we'll have to talk about that. The ideal situation is that one's mother and father are serving God or serving the spiritual master, and the children serve their parents.
Ali u idealnoj situaciji roditelji služe Boga, odnosno svog duhovnog učitelja, a djeca služe svoje roditelje.
In India, it's a custom that children wake up in the morning and the first thing they do is they go to their parents and touch the feet of their mother and father. All the children do that.
U Indiji postoji taj običaj da djeca čim se jutro probude, prvo što će učiniti je da će otići do svojih roditelja i dodirnuti im stopala. To sva djeca onda tako čine.
Also, there are many gurus that we have in nature where we can learn.
Isto tako i u prirodi imamo puno gurua od kojih možemo učiti.
The Shastras describe 24 different gurus.
U šastrama je opisano 24, su opisane 24 različita gurua.
For example, we can learn from the dog.
Naprimjer, možemo učiti od psa.
A dog is very faithful to its master.
Dog je, pas je jako vjeran svom gospodaru.
So in this way, we have different kinds of spiritual masters or teachers, but especially we need to accept a devotee as our link with Krishna.
Na taj način imamo puno različitih duhovnih učitelja, ali posebno treba naglasiti da trebamo prihvatiti bhaktu kao našu vezu s Krishnom.
So in conclusion, we have to understand in spiritual life the most important point is the beginning. It's not the end, but it's the beginning, is to understand Aham Brahmasmi. I am a spiritual being. I am not the body.
Znači, osnovna stvar koja do duše je početak, nije kraj, ali je vrlo važna, je da trebamo u svom duhovnom životu shvatiti ja sam duhovno biće, a nisam ovo tijelo.
If I am not the body, if I am spiritual soul, then what should I do? That's
ako
the second point.
Nisam materijalno, ako nisam tijelo, već sam duhovna duša, što bi onda trebao učiniti? To je druga stvar o kojoj trebamo voditi računa.
Just like if you have a fever, very high fever, and you bring the fever down, you take some aspirin or some drugs and you bring your fever down, but you're still lying in your convalescent bed, then you're not fully well yet.
I onda je pomoću nekih lijekova, neke droge uspijete smanjiti, ispustiti na neku normalnu visinu, ali još uvijek ležite u krevetu i oporavljate se, to onda znači da još uvijek se ne osjećate dobro, još niste ozdravili u potpunosti.
You have to get up out of the bed and again engage in your normal duties.
Trebate se ustati iz kreveta i ponovno se zaokupiti svojim uobičajenim dužnostima.
So the first thing is to understand I am spirit soul, and then the next thing is to understand what are spiritual activities, what is my relationship with God.
Dakle, prva stvar je da trebamo shvatiti ja sam duhovna duša, a druga, nakon toga je koje su duhovne aktivnosti, koji je moj odnos s Bogom.
Then we require a process by which we can realize our position, and in this age the best process is chanting the holy names of God.
Zatim nam je potreban proces pomoću kojeg ćemo shvatiti svoj položaj. A za ovo doba najbolji proces je pjevanje svetih Božih imena.
In order to keep ourselves fixed up on the path of spiritual life, in order to make very easy and speedy advancement, we require the association of devotees and we require the help of a bona fide spiritual master. Then we can reach the supreme destination.
Kako bismo ostali na putu duhovne spoznaje, potrebna nam je pomoć duhovnog učitelja i vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i bhakta. Tako ćemo moći lako i brzo napredovati.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Maybe.
Okay, are there any answers? Yes.
When you were asking whether we have seen the sun today,
yeah.
And when we said yes, then you said that we were liars.
Okay, you're not a liar, you're an illusion. It's almost as bad.
If that's what he wanted to say, he would say that we were rather
in illusion.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
In ignorance, okay.
Yes.
Very good, thank you.
And now he has also a question.
Okay.
Did anyone ever see the moon?
No, you see the moon shine, which is a reflection of the sunlight. Actually, Krishna says, Prabhashmi Shashasurayo. I am the light of the sun and the moon. So next time you see the moon or the sun, you can think, there's Krishna. Shabdoke Purusham Rishu. I am the sound in ether, and I am the ability in man. Rasoham Apsu Konteya. I am the pure taste of water. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita in so many wonderful ways how we can constantly be seeing him at every moment of the day. Any other answers? Questions?
Je rekao da ne bi trebali biti uznemireni kad na smrću. Isto kad je Krišna rekao Arjuni da ne jadikuje zbog što će poginuti svi.
That shouldn't disturb us, and also when Krishna said to Arjuna not to lament on the Kurukshetra.
Sada kad ljudi umru, mislim, ode ta svjesnost, mi ipak duša isto ode, mislim, ne možemo s njima kontaktirati, ipak je to problem. Ne mogu da ne jadikujem za neko koje...
When people die, then soul goes away, and we cannot contact them anymore. So I cannot not to lament. I have to lament because I cannot contact them anymore. It is a problem, not that it is not a problem. I know that they are going to live somewhere, but I don't know where.
You want to repeat the question? Can people, did people hear?
Ali mi smo izgubili vezu s njom, i onda kako da ne jadikujemo? Dakle, smrt je ipak problem.
Actually, our relationship with each other should be through Krishna. Independently, we are just like pieces of grass that come together in the ocean and then separated by waves. We may be brother and sister, husband, wife, father and children, but for a very short period of time, and then we're all separated. We actually have no permanent relation except our relation through Krishna.
Bez obzira da li se radi o tome da smo brat i sestra, muž i žena, ili prijatelji, ili otac i majka, ili roditelji i djeca, bilo koji odnos od tih odnosa je privremen. Znači, pravi odnosi trebaju ići samo preko Krišne.
But if you really want to contact someone, and it's very, very important to you, there is a way you can do it.
Ali ako uistinu želite kontaktirati nekoga i to vam je jako, jako važno, postoji način na koji to možete učiniti.
If you have about $500, you can see me after the lecture.
Ako imate $500, možete se naći tu poslije predavanja.
No, you just have to think of them very, very hard at the time of death, and then you go to where they are.
Ne, šalujete se. U stvari, u trenutku smrti trebate jako intenzivno misliti na tu osobu i onda ćete otići tamo gdje se ona nalazi.
But you have to be really, really careful that they went to some place that you'd like to go.
Ali morate biti jako, jako oprezni, jer pitanje je jesu li oni otišli na mjesto na koje vi želite otići.
Just like we're constantly thinking of Srila Prabhupada, and I really would like to contact him, and by constantly thinking of him, I do feel his presence in my life. He was my guru. I owe everything to him. I have no life but what he gave me. And when he left this world, I felt totally lost and devastated. And since that time, I just want to see him again, and I pray with your blessings at the time of death that I can think of him and go to him.
Kao što ja, na primjer, neprestano mislim na Šila Prabhupada i uistinu bih želio ponovo s njime doći u kontakt. On je bio moj guru i sve što imam, ja mu dugujem. Moj život je bezvredan bez njega. Tako neprestano misleći na njega, ja osjećam njegovo prisustvo u mom životu i sada. I nadam se da ću uz pomoć vaših blagoslova u trenutku smrti isto tako misliti na njega i da ću moći otići tamo gdje se on nalazi.
So if you think of a devotee of Krishna, and if you want to contact a devotee of Krishna, then you just meditate on them. And that's good.
Stoga ako misliš na Krišninog baktu, ako želiš doći dodir sa nekim Krišninim baktom, onda jednostavno razmišljaj i misli na njega i to je dobro.
Yes?
Kako da duhovnog učitelja ubiti, kako ga prepoznati da je to pravi duhovni učitelj za tebe i da li taj isti duhovni učitelj da će ti shvatiti tebe kao učenika?
How to recognize our spiritual master, how to know that he will accept us for the disciple.
Kako prepoznati pitanje, kako prepoznati duhovnog učitelja i kako znati da će nas taj našeg duhovnog učitelja i kako znati da će nas taj duhovni učitelj prihvatiti za svog učenika?
Okay. First of all, again I'll repeat, to make quantum progress in spiritual life, you need to follow the process that Krishna has given us, and that process is to accept one of his devotees as our spiritual guide.
Trebamo slijediti proces koji nam je dao Krišna. A taj proces je takav da kaže da trebamo prihvatiti njegovog predstavnika kao našeg duhovnog vođu.
Tad vigyanartam sa gurum eva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet means it is imperative. You must do it.
Abhigraha znači da je to imperativ, da se to mora učiniti.
So, if I want to purchase a Mercedes car, there may be many dealers of Mercedes car in Croatia. And basically you only get a dealership of Mercedes if you have some integrity. In other words, the dealer is not going to be, he's not going to sell you a bogus Mercedes. If you go to any dealer in Croatia, you're going to get a Mercedes-Benz car made in Germany with great precision.
I svaki od tih povlaštenih prodavača je u stvari na neki način vjerodostojan, jer ne može bilo tko postati ovlašteni prodavač Mercedesovih automobila. Ako odete kod bilo kojeg od tih prodavača, vi ćete dobiti Mercedes-Benz proizveden u Njemačkoj, to vrlo precizno izražen automobil.
So as long as you go to an authorized Mercedes dealer, you're going to get the product. And as long as you approach a bona fide spiritual master, you're going to get bona fide spiritual knowledge.
Tako da ako odete kod ovlaštenog prodavača Mercedesovih automobila, dobit ćete traženi proizvod. Isto tako, ako priđete vjerodostojnom duhovnom učitelju, dobit ćete vjerodostojni duhovni proizvod.
In ISKCON, we are representing a very old and very conservative tradition.
Mi ISKCON-u predstavljamo vrlo staru i vrlo konzervativnu tradiciju.
That goes back over 5,000 years.
Koja seže više od 5,000 godina unatrag.
Srila Prabhupada is in that line, the 32nd in the line, in our tradition. So any of Srila Prabhupada's disciples potentially can accept disciples.
Tako da svaki od Srila Prabhupadovih učenika potencijalno može primati svoje učenike.
And they can give you the same knowledge which they received from Srila
Prabhupada.
Let me qualify that. Any of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who are following Prabhupada's instructions and are in good standing,
to se odnosi na svakog Srila Prabhupadovih učenika koji slijede njegova uputstva i koji slijede te regulatorne principe i ostalo što je potrebno, koji su imaju standard koji se traže.
So of all those Mercedes dealers, there may be one dealer who you particularly like because he's an honest salesman and he's also giving you a little bit extra, the car plus a little bit more.
Dakle, od svih tih ovlaštenih prodavača Mercedesovih automobila, možda postoji jedan koji vam se sviđa više od ostalih, zato jer je on pošten trgovac i pruža vam nešto malo više osim samog automobila.
You could buy from anyone, but you feel good because you're buying from him. It's kind of a thing of the heart.
Mogli biste kupiti od bilo kojeg od tih prodavača, ali nekako se dobro osjećate ako kupujete od vašeg određenog. To je nekako pitanje srca.
So if someone is serious about finding a bona fide spiritual master, they should listen very carefully to different preachers and speakers.
Dakle, ako neko ozbiljno želi naći vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja, onda treba vrlo pažljivo slušati različite predavače, govornike.
And try to perceive how you are being enlivened in your Krishna consciousness, how you are being inspired to make progress.
Kako vas ta osoba oživljava u vašoj svjesnosti Krišne, kako vas nadahnuje da duhovno napredujete.
All of the preachers are nice, but if one particular preacher enlivens you and makes you want to follow the principles, makes you want to go farther and farther in your surrender to Krishna, then he's probably a good candidate.
Svi propovjednici su dobri. Međutim, ako vas jedan od njih posebno nadahnuje, posebno vam se čini da vas on upućuje na to da još dublje i dublje idete u svjesnost Krišne, da više slijedite načela, onda najvjerojatnije bi on mogao biti dobar kandidat.
But don't be too discriminating that you have to wait for the next incarnation to come down.
Ali nemojte previše vremena provesti u tom, toj potrazi koja razlikovanje i ovaj i onaj, tako da morate čekati dok ne stiže sljedeća inkarnacija.
After all, the spiritual master should be and is someone who is at a higher level of spiritual realization than we are. So it is not very easy to understand the consciousness of someone who is at a higher level than we are.
Onoga ko se nalazi na višoj razini od nas samih.
Just like little children, they always want to play mommy and daddy.
Ona primjer, mala djeca, ona se uvijek želi igrati mame i tate.
They can't understand what it's like to be mommy and daddy, but they think that it's really pretty neat.
Ona u stvari ne mogu shvatiti što to znači biti majka i otac, mama i tata, ali im se to čini onako zgodno.
You get to stay up late and watch television and you know, all kinds of neat stuff.
Trebate, kad ste roditelji, trebate do kasna budjeti, puniti u televizor i raditi takve svakove čudne stvari.
They don't understand that you have to pay the bills and you have to, you know, do this and that. They don't understand all the headaches that are there. So, of course, we should be guided both by our heart and by our reason, by our intelligence.
Naravno, treba nas voditi i naše srce i naš razum, inteligencija.
But we should also know that the spiritual, our relationship with Krishna depends upon our sincerity and our devotion to the spiritual master. It's the spiritual master is just a devotee. It's not that he's changing. He's already engaged in Krishna's service. But it's we who have to change by taking advantage of his association.
Međutim, trebamo znati da naša veza s Krišnom ovisi o našoj iskrenosti i predanosti duhovnom učitelju. Jer nije duhovni učitelj taj koji se treba promijeniti. On već služi Krišnu. Mi smo ti koji se trebamo promijeniti u njegovom društvu.
Now, I'll give you, this is, maybe I'll end here, but this is a simple example. Actually, I like this description very much because it clearly gives a picture of the principle of initiation.
Ovo je jedan jednostavan sviđa mi se taj opis koji je ovdje Daniel na jasan način prikazuje načelo inicijacije.
A long time ago, there was a great devotee of the Lord, and his name was Sridhar Swami. Not me. He wrote the first commentary on the Bhagavat Purana, the Srimad Bhagavatam.
On je napisao prvi komentar na Bhagavat Puranu, na Srimad Bhagavatam.
At that time, there were, this was in South India,
to se događalo u Južnoj Indiji.
There were many worshippers of Lord Shiva in that particular area, but not many Vaishnavas.
U to vrijeme, u toj zoni je bilo puno obožavatelja Shiva, ali nije bilo puno Vaishnava.
So the Vaishnavas didn't know whether this commentary was bona fide or not. They didn't know what to do with it. So they took that book, that commentary, to a temple of Lord Shiva.
I onda su uzeli tu knjigu, taj komentar, i odnijeli ga u hram.
And they put it on the altar. And they prayed to Lord Shiva, please give us a sign, please give us some guidance about this commentary. So then a voice came from the sky. They checked behind the deity. There was no one hiding there or anything. Aham veti, sukha veti, vyasa veti, na veti va. The purport of Srimad Bhagavatam is very difficult to understand.
Vrlo je teško razumjeti komentar Srimad Bhagavatama.
I, Lord Shiva, I understand the meaning, the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ja, gospod Shiva, razumijem značenje komentara Srimad Bhagavatama.
Sukadev Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, he understood it.
Sukadev Goswami, koji je izgovorio Srimad Bhagavatam, on ga razumio.
And Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, he may or he may not have understood it.
A Vyasadeva, autor Srimad Bhagavatama, on ga je mogao i nije mogao razumjeti.
So does that explain everything to you about the spiritual master?
Da li vam to objašnjeno sa vezi sa drugim učiteljem?
The idea is that the spiritual master is a sincere devotee who is doing his best to share his realizations about God that he has received or that he has been inspired with by his teacher, his guru.
Duhovni učitelj je iskreni bhakta koji se iskreno trudi da najbolje što može sa vama podijeli realizacije koje je dobio pomoću svog duhovnog učitelja, svog guru.
He does not think that I am God's gift to man.
On ne misli da je on Bogom dan.
He thinks I am trying to be a devotee and I'm trying to share with people this wonderful spiritual life.
On misli, ja pokušavam biti bhakta i pokušavam sa drugim ljudima podijeliti ovaj prekrasni duhovni život.
But the student, the disciple, by the arrangement of Krishna, he sees that Krishna is coming through.
Ali student, odnosno učenik, po Krišninom uređenju, zahvaljujući Krišninom uređenju, vidi da stvari Krišna dolazi i kroz drugog učitelja.
For example, Srila Prabhupada, we were just discussing today about humility. And I mentioned that the one quality, amongst all the numerous qualities that Prabhupada had, the one quality that his disciples and friends and acquaintances appreciated about him most was his humility.
I to prilikom sam spomenuo da je jedna od Šrila Prabhupadinih odlika među njegovim mnogobrojnim odlikama koju su njegovi učenici, njegovi prijatelji i poznanici najviše cijenili, ta odlika bila upravo njegova izvanredna poniznost.
So anyone who has ever read any of Srila Prabhupada's books, they know how wonderful these books are, what a wonderful contribution Prabhupada has made to the world. But Srila Prabhupada used to say that I have not written these books, Krishna has written these books.
Ali Srila Prabhupada običavao govoriti, ja nisam napisao te knjige, te knjige je napisao Krishna.
I was only the instrument.
Ja sam bio samo instrument.
So the spiritual master thinks of himself as the instrument of Krishna to communicate with the disciple.
Duhovni učitelj stoga o sebi misli sam kao o Krišninom instrumentu za komunikaciju sa učenikom.
Of course, the spiritual master is always trying in so many ways to preach in a very enthusiastic and interesting and knowledgeable way.
Naravno, duhovni učitelj uvijek pokušava na razne načine propovijedati na što zanimljiviji način, prenijeti što više znanja i učiniti druge poznima.
But we have to choose someone who inspires us to surrender to Krishna. We have to choose to accept him as our spiritual mentor, our spiritual guide.
Ali mi moramo izabrati onoga ko nas nadahnuje da se predamo Krišni. Njega trebamo prihvatiti kao svog duhovnog mentora, duhovnog vođu.
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.